Good afternoon to you. I am Maurice Norville with the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News.
With 133 points, Calypso King, Monarch of Barbados for 2024, sponsored by Courtesy Garage Limited, comes from the Big Show, going for crown, the champion, AC.
The Big Show's 10th, Adrian Clark, also known as AC, beat 17 of the contestants to take home the coveted title at last night's Pick of the Crop Finals. His song, Going for Crown, earned him the Challenge Trophy, and he opted to take home a brand new car over the $100,000 cash prize. He beat House of Soca's Sir Ruel, who came in second place with his song, A Single Bullet.
We know you got this melody, ask the judges who judging we. Put that all in a song as a proud pigeon. We know you got the thing to do, and I am telling each of you, write a song, AC, and go for crown.
Yeah. 2024 Pick the Crop champion, AC. And Crystal Cummins-Beckles, also from the Big Show tent, finished third, right behind Sir Ruel, with her song The Proposal, while Bill Board of House of Soca finished fourth with his song War. And after the competition, the new Calypso Monarch said his busy schedule forced him to write his song late in the season and explained why the timing was to his advantage.
Because you get to see what others are doing, right? You get to see what others are doing. It's a competition, first and foremost. People say, oh man, he wait until people write a song, and then he think, yes, I will do that if I have to, right? Because it's a competition. It's not a friend saying, hi, hello, how you doing, and give a bag of fruits until you go home. It's a competition. And in competition, you try to work things to your advantage, not to theirs. And the fact that I can write late, that was a plus. The type of song it was allowed me to do the extempo or the pecong, as some people like to call it all the time. I was given that opportunity because of the type of song it was.
Newly crowned Calypso King, AC. Meantime, manager of the Big Show tent, Merle Niles, was pleased with the performances of the artists who reached the final.
As you know, we managed to get four artists in the finals to meet IWEB, who was our king last year. But we are happy with the results. Last year, it was, if you remember, it was between IWEB and Adrian Casey. And this year, we made it to the top, and by a wide margin.
Manager of the Big Show tent, Merle Niles. In other news, a fire destroyed a house in Jackson, St. Michael early this morning. Starcom Network News understands the Barbados Fire Service received a call around 5:15 a.m. The house involved was unoccupied, and there were no reports of injuries. Nine officers, led by Station Officer Bourne, with two tenders from the Bridgetown and Arch Hall stations, responded and extinguished the blaze. Plans are underway to relocate the artisans from Temple Yard to Pelican Village while the Temple Yard facility undergoes reconstruction. Speaking during a media briefing, communication consultant with the Barbados Tourism Investment Incorporated, Joyanne Haig, announced that vendors should be moved to Pelican Village before the end of the year, with the new Temple Yard site expected to be completed by next year.
We're hoping, God willing, and everything goes to plan and weather permitting, that we can start the construction of the new Temple Yard this year. However, we do not believe, and we want to be realistic, we're not going to be able to build that in 6 months. So we'd already explained to the artisans that expect them to be in Pelican around Christmas. They understood that. We're going to keep them informed, but I know for a fact that we will not be able to do that between now and December. However, the designs are in. We are tweaking the designs somewhat because we're looking at storage now in the city. As you know, we're always cramped for space in the city, and we need additional storage. going forward.
Communication consultant with the Barbados Tourism Investment Incorporated, Joyanne Haig. The trade union movement is mourning the loss of veteran trade unionist Dennis Clark. Mr. Clark died on the 1st of August. He was the former General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers. Minister of Labour, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan, in a statement, highlighted Mr. Clark's commitment to the regional movement as a member of the Caribbean Public Service Association, where he also advanced the cause of workers in Barbados, especially those in government. His former friend and colleague, Walter Maloney, also shared his shock in hearing the news of Mr. Clark's passing.
Dennis is a man of integrity. He's a man of deep faith. A man who went beyond to make certain that workers in the public service always got what is rightfully due to them. Dennis loved people. He could not stand to see persons being unfair. People might not know this, but Dennis represented not only persons in the private sector, in the public sector, but he also did a lot of pro bono for persons who work in the private sector as well. In the coming days, a lot more will be said about Dennis, but I would just like to say this to all the brothers and sisters, not only in Barbados. Dennis did a lot of work in the region, both at the Caribbean Public Services Association level and the Caribbean Council of Labour.
That's former friend and colleague of the late Dennis Clark, Walter Maloney, in the 12:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the news today, the Big Show's Adrian Clark, also known as AC, beat 17 other contestants to take home the coveted title at last night's Pick of the Crop finals. His song, Going for Crown. He beat House of Soca's Sir Rowell, who came in second, and Crystal Cummins Beckles from the Big Show tent finished third. Fourth was Billboard from House of Soca. Plans underway to relocate the artisans from Temple Yard to Pelican Village while the Temple Yard facility undergoes reconstruction. I am Maurice Norville.